Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, in the SSE, or Trusty League Premier Division last night, Drogheda United, not only did they return to winning ways, but they also returned to the top of the table after a dramatic 3-2 win at Cork City. It sees them return to the top of the table position, but they left it really, really late, though. The winner scored in the 96th minute by Ryan Brennan. Shamrock Rovers beat Sligo Rovers 2-0, their second. Derry City third. 1-0 win against St. Pat's, who topped the table at the start of the day. And another setback for the champions, Shelburne. They lost at home to Waterford, who continued their revival with a 1-0 win. And Bohemians also scored deep in injury time as they beat Galway United on their home patch, 2-1. But let's get some reflections from that Drogheda Cork game. Let's hear first of all from the Cork City manager, Tim Clancy, whose side looked like they were heading towards a deserved point, but conceded that late equaliser. He was very disappointed with the result.
We're reliant on a lot of kids at the minute. We're missing a lot of experienced players that make a big difference. You've Keats, you've Malik, you've Shawnee, you've Greg Bulger, you've Benny Kuto even as well. We had a load of injuries, we had a load of suspensions, I suppose, with Josh. And you could see that the second game in 3 days, and just the inexperience and important moments are costing us.
Finally, a word on kids. You've one very special one in your ranks, and you know he's attracted the attention of a number of very big clubs. How likely are you to have Cathal O'Sullivan for the foreseeable future, do you think?
Well, Cathal's an exceptionally good player, so as long as he's here, he'll be looked after. And look, we'd love to keep him for as long as possible. We'll see when the next window comes. But I think the other one tonight, we've seen a 16-year-old who turned 16, David Dunn, last month in March or February even. He came on and made a massive impact as well. He's got a huge future as well, and I think there'll probably be massive giants clubs in European football looking for him in the summer as well.
Yeah, so much young talent in the league at the moment. That's Tim Clancy there with Sean Perry. More reaction from that game later in the programme. In the Premier League, Crystal Palace and Nottingham Forest drew 1-1. So that result keeps Forest sixth. They're 2 points off fifth place. Chelsea in the race for that Champions League place. 3 games to go, and Nottingham Forest play Chelsea in the final game of the season. I wonder, will it go down that far? The reigning under-20 hurling champions, Offaly, beaten by Dublin at the quarter-final stage of the Leinster Championship last night. So a disappointing result for them. Still so many of that team from last year, which won the All-Ireland, still involved this time around. 4-12 to 17 points was the final score. And there was also a surprise result in the other quarter-final. Laois overcame Wexford 124 to 118. Leinster's hope to learn more about the extent of Caelan Dorris's shoulder injury later this week. He suffered the injury in the defeat to North Hampton at the weekend and faces a real fit race now to be fit in time for the Lions tour to Australia. That squad will be confirmed on Thursday. Zhao Xingdong is the new world champion in snooker following his win against Mark Williams last night. He's the first Chinese player to win the title, out of the game for quite a long time because of a lengthy suspension for match fixing. Came back in the last 7 months, and he also had to go through the qualifying process for the World Snooker Championship. So this was his 29th day of action, and Mark Williams, full of praise from last night.
What a pot that he is over there. I'm glad I'll be too old when he's dominating a game, but I mean, I've got nothing but admiration for what he's done, come through the qualifiers. Haven't played for 2 years, come through the qualifiers, bashed Ronnie up, bashed me up, bashed everybody up. What can you say? There's a new superstar of the game and he's over there.
Yeah, surely is. That's all your sport for now. I'll be back in an hour.
Thank you, Darren.